Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times. Americans across the country are protesting the U.S. Supreme Court's draft of an opinion that could overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision that guarantees the right to abortion. The draft also calls for overturning Casey v. Planned Parenthood, a 1992 ruling that upheld Roe. The opinion isn't final, abortion is still legal for the time being, and the justices could change their positions before it's formally published. In the draft opinion leaked to Politico, conservative Justice Samuel Alito, alongside four of his colleagues, wrote Roe was, quote, egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences, unquote. President Joe Biden Tuesday argued the court's underlying argument for overturning Roe and Casey could impact other long-held fundamental rights.
It's a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence.
The leak of a draft opinion by the Supreme Court is unprecedented in modern times, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for an investigation into who supplied the document to Politico.
Liberals want to rip the blindfold off Lady Justice. They want to override impartiality with intimidation.
Democrats are pushing a vote to formally codify access to abortion into law. Senator Patty Murray chairs the chamber's Health Committee. The Washington Democrat called the draft opinion a, quote, five-alarm fire.
And let's be clear, abortion bans will not actually end abortions. They will just make them unsafe. And they will hurt the women with the least resources and the tightest budgets.
In other news, new job openings hit a multi-year high this spring, according to new data from the U.S. Department of Labor. Employers reported about 11.5 million open positions as of March, the highest point since at least 2000. The report also reveals that the number of people voluntarily leaving their jobs was up to 4.5 million as of March, which is also a record high. NASA officials were before the Senate's Appropriations Committee Tuesday to answer questions on requested budget increases for the 2023 fiscal year. The Biden administration is asking for roughly $26 billion to fund the agency, 8% more than the 2022 fiscal year and the largest funding request in NASA's history. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says part of the funding will go towards NASA's Artemis program, which aims to put astronauts back on the moon and eventually on Mars.
But this time we're going back to learn, to stay, to develop new systems, new technologies, new techniques on how to live a long time in that hostile environment.
I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.